Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors, one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Pride is tricky. If the addiction to food and drink is gluttony, the addiction to laziness and screens is sloth, pride is the addiction to self. It's me, me, me. And it's especially tricky because pride can come from a place of wanting to be loved and grasping for any way we can try to be loved. Instead of trusting in the Lord's love, that he cares for me, he looks at me and sees me as good. Instead, we don't trust him and think I have to do something to make sure that I can get enough love from someone else or somewhere else. Pride is a lack of trust in the Lord's love. It's saying I have to be enough on my own, actually without the Lord. And so we start to boast and say, "I did this, I did that, I'm so awesome, I'm good at this." When we do that, we're saying, me, 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 without God. The other option, besides a lack of trust, a lack of relationship with the Lord, that pride, selfishness, where you just become lonely. Instead of this, Jesus gives us a Sacred Heart. His heart is the sign of his love, the symbol of his love for us. Every action he did, in his heart was beating for love of the Father and for each of us. That we actually don't have to do anything extra. We can just receive what he already has for us, his infinite love and his Sacred Heart. But not only that, as St. Paul says, in Christ, I have much to boast about. And he says, I have nothing to say except what Jesus does through me. When we receive the love of God, that doesn't mean, all right, I guess I'm just gonna be humble and not do anything cool. When we receive the love of God, we then radiate that outwards to others. The Lord has loved me so much that I actually can receive his Sacred Heart in me and love others with that. With his Sacred Heart in me, I can do great things for him. But then I can say, it was just Jesus through me. And that is freedom. We can either be lonely, anxiously not trusting others, only worried about myself and what I did, or we can trustingly receive the love of God. Be free to do great things because it's just him doing it. And live in that kind of freedom, in that kind of love. And the greatest secret is we receive his Sacred Heart every time we come to Mass. The Mass is the greatest sign of Jesus loving you with his heart when you receive his heart in Holy Communion. And then you keep his heart. We go out and the rest of the day you have his heart in you with which you can love from. In a few moments in Holy Communion, you will receive all the love it is possible to receive. In a few moments in Holy Communion, you'll receive every strength you need to live the greatness God is calling you to love with.